AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump delivered a speech from the White House Wednesday night addressing Americans' economic worries.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration.
Public polling indicates most U.S. adults are frustrated with Trump's handling of the economy, with inflation ticking up to 3% after his tariffs raised prices and hiring slowed. Unemployment has edged up to 4.6%. But the president says he's using tariff revenues to send $1,776 bonus checks to U.S. troops for Christmas, and he wrapped up this way.
We're putting America first, and we are making America great again. Very simple. We are making America great again. Tonight, after 11 months, our border is secure. Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected, and our country is back. Stronger than ever before.
In other news, four centrist Republicans have broken with House Speaker Mike Johnson on health care, signing onto Democrats' petition to force a vote on extending subsidies for those with insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith gave a closed-door deposition to the House Judiciary Committee. A portion of his statement obtained by the AP indicates he told lawmakers his team developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss. The Senate passed a $901 billion defense bill that also pushes Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for video of U.S. strikes on alleged drug boats. This is AP News. Donna Warder reports a hospital outside Detroit wants its smallest patients to know they haven't been forgotten this holiday season.
During the holiday season, members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan, are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
To be stuck in the hospital and feel like the world is moving on without you outside feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely, feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the eighth season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.